What I'm going to do is I'm going to learn the sugya in the beginning of the ninth parak. Hakaisev the Ishta. Maybe we'll be able to cover Pei Gimel and Aleph, perhaps a little bit Pei Gimel and Beis, with some of the Rishonim that you have here in front of you. The Mishnah said, Hakaisev the Ishta. He writes, and this is what the Gemara immediately goes on to be mavchin between whether it's done with Siva, as the Mishnah mentioned over here, or it's done by Mira. So here the Mishnah talks about where he literally wrote that he's being mevater on all the schusim that normally your husband is entitled to have. The Karen, the Gufa Dava belongs to her, and the Peres, of course, are his. So now he writes to her, Dino Dvarim Endim Lechasayich. So the Mishnah says, the Tanai is not going to have any efficacy. Hareza Ochel Peres Bechayel. He continues to eat Peres Bechayel. V'imbeso Yorsha. And if she dies, so then the Aloch is, he Yashins her as well. So this entire attempt to void his zechusim has no impact whatsoever. Misha says in Cain, Lama Kassel of Dinu Dvar Medlem the Chasayich. So what consequence does it have, this statement? Since it's not effective, so why exactly this ksiva, what does it accomplish? So the Misha says it does accomplish something. She mocha b'nas nakayim. If she goes ahead and sells the peros, so then the tanai helps. Namely, if she sells the peros and gives them as a matana, so then the halacha is that the mechira is chal. The matana is chal. That's the extent of how it helps. Now this is somewhat difficult to understand, because since the tanai that he made, b'ksiva, in this introduction of the Mishnah, has no impact whatsoever, so it comes out that obviously he still has a kinyan in the peros, even though he wrote dinu dvarim edim lechasayich. So if that's the case, how is it possible that the mecher is kayim? Almost it's a stirum in eruv bet. Seems to be a kind of contradiction. So there's only one inexorable conclusion lichora that one has to come to, and that is tvei dinim. There are two separate issues here. One is the schus that her husband has, b'achilas peros, and one is the ability to prevent her sale of the nechassim. These are two separate takonas. Those mitzad the takona b'achilas peros, he would not be able to mevata the mechira, because the baal essentially only has a schus in achilas peros. It's not like dekel the perosa that the Gemara has. The Gemara speaks about two different types of kinyonim. Where a person has peros dekel David dosu, a person has dekel perosav. He has actually kinyanim in the tree itself. So that's not what he has here. He only has a schus of achilas peros. And therefore, mitzad the schus of the peros, he would not be able to mevata the mechira. So Chazal apparently had to enact a separate takana that he has schus to prevent the mechira. That's what the Mishnah says. If he writes dinu dvarim endim lechasayich, so what do we assume? That his kavana is essentially not to forego the schus of achilas peros, that he still has. The only thing that he does not have, that apparently he's being misalik from himself, is the schus of being mevatel the mekach memka. That's what I assume in the Mishnah. Otherwise, I don't see how you can reconcile these two conflicting desideratum. Because on the one hand, we're saying that he still has a kinyan peros, and the tanai that he formulated has no effect whatsoever. On the other, we say that the mekach memka is chayim. That is chal, the mecha, the matana, and the lot. Mishnah goes on. Kosov lo, dinu dvarim eignim v'chasayich uve peroseim. So now he adds not just that I have no interest in the nechassim, but also in the peros. So then the Mishnah says, hareze in ochel peros v'chayel. So there, since he specified, he doesn't simply say bin chasayich, but here he specified the peros as well. So then he loses his chus for achilas peros, because he was very precise. The yemeso yorsha, but still, again, as far as the Yerusha of the Chasim, he's not Mesalik himself that Yerusha. So if she dies, he's going to Yashina. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the other Ochel Peri Peros, doesn't make a difference what he says. The only time he'll be able to completely undo his Schus in the Peros if he writes the following, Rashi Yichtav Lo, Din Udvarim Enli Ben Chasayich, Uve Peroseyen, Uve Peri Peroseyen, Ad Olam. Then, if he uses the Lashon of Ad Olam, that's considered to be a proper Lashon of Siluk, and then under those circumstances, he loses completely any right to the Peros. But it has to be this kind of a language. It's an absolute language of Enli Ben Chasayich, Uve Peroseyen, Uve Peri Peroseyen, Ad Olam. We're on the Mishnah Daf, Pe Gimel and Aleph. In the beginning of the ninth paragraph of Ksubis. What? So that's what we're going to discuss momentarily. the Mishnah continues. Kasov ladino dvarim endim and chasayich uvi peroseyen uvi peroseyen bechayech uvi mosech. So if he now indicates again a further explication of what he meant, not just peros, peros, peroseyen, at oilon, but now he specifies even more specifically, bechayech uvi mosech, in your lifetime, in your death, Eino oichel peres bechayam, and here be a mesa in a yosha. This kind of a lashon would automatically preclude him from the possibility of Yerusha as well. In other words, you have to be incredibly precise. You have to be incredibly meduktok if you want to lose the schus of Yerusha as well. Namely, you have to say bechayech ubemosech. It has to be dafka in your lifetime and in your death, and then you lose the schus for Yerusha as well. Now comes the Mishnah, however, and says the position of Hashem and Gamliel. Hashem and Gamliel Omer, Imesa Yerushalmi. Doesn't make a difference what he says. No matter how precise, no matter how meduyak he is in the Lashon, the halacha is, says Hashem and Gamliel, that Imesa Yerushalmi. He's still going to Yashin her, and the reason why he's going to Yashin her, because we have another problem. I'm in the Mishnah Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. I'm just learning that Daf. Now the problem with this statement of Hashem and Gamliel, we'll read Rashi in a moment, but he contends that really there's no way you can undo your schus to yashin her, as Rashi points out over here, because Machlokes Gemara's Machlokes by the Yush Sabal Daraisa. Yush Sabal the Rabbonim, to the Hashem Gamliel is of the opinion, Rashi says, Yush Sabal the Raisa. But the problem is that Ma Inyan Shemitah Eitzel HaSinai. What does this have to do with the price of tea in China? This halacha that Hashem Gamliel articulates here, Masna Mashikasa Batera. Here we're not talking about an Inyan of Tanai, we're talking about an Inyan of Siluk. That's the whole Mishnah. The entire language that's utilized in the Mishnah, which we're going to discuss extensively, is a Lashon of Siluk. That's how the Gemara points out right away. And the issue is, what's the status of this kind of language, where I use a language of Siluk, as opposed to using a more proactive, affirmative kind of language. So this issue is discussed, and actually, probably I should have Xeroxed it in a bit larger print on page number 2 and number 3, right after the Maran Mekomos, the Mishnah of the Melech. This is one of the most famous Mishnah of the Melechs in Mishnah Torah. That's why I'm familiar with it. I'm not familiar with many Mishnah of the Melechs, and this one I am familiar with. So the Mishnah of the Melech essentially asked this kasha. I wouldn't even try to bother reading it. Maybe you can if you get a larger Rambam. But the Mishnah of the Melech essentially asked this kasha. He doesn't understand what's the nature of this statement. So he said the reason why Rav Shimon Gamliel invokes Masna Mashgasa B'Torah, because he wants to essentially include every possibility, even if it's Derech Tanai. And the reason why he's compelled to say this is because there are Rishonim who hold that Siluk, a Lashon of Siluk, which is Dinu Dvarim Ein Li B'Dechasayich, or Dinu Dvarim Ein Li B'Perosecha, Perosayich, Peros Perosehem, doesn't help at a level of Daraisa. So therefore, why does the Mishnah tell you Masna Mashkasa Batera? You could say it very simply. The Lashon of Siluk, which is the language that's being used in the Mishnah, Dinu Dvarim Engli. That language is the Lashon of Siluk. Siluk means, as I said, you're not proactively disconnecting yourself, but rather you are sort of disconnecting yourself in a passive kind of way, the lashon of siluk. And Tesis and many other Rishonim hold that siluk doesn't work at a level of daraisa. So who needs this entire explanation of Master Mashukas about Teila? So somehow you have to assume that Enochanami, that's what Shimon Gamliel could have said. The reason why it doesn't help is because Lo Mahani Siluk, at a level of Daraisa, Siluk doesn't help. But apparently he assumes even better, that even Derech Tanai, even when you formulate some sort of a Tanai, it also is not going to help. Look at Rashi over here, let's read the Rashi, on the third line, Master Mashukas about Teila, was Shimon Gamliel invoke this principle, Diksavar, Yerushas Habal Daraisa. And Rashi goes through the whole sugi there, Barbasa, Nafkola Mehaik Kro. The Pasuk says, in the Pasha of Yerusha, of Nachlos, the Shere HaKorela Mishpachto V'Yorashosa. So Rashi points out, Hai V'Yorashosa Yisera Hu Lidrosha. She'ish Yorash She'era, U'She'era Zu Ishto. Yavagav Nishere Dikro Lav Ishto Hi. That's not what the Pasuk is talking about. Obviously that cannot possibly happen. A woman does not inherit her husband. There's an extra pasuk that says over there, so Rashi ends by saying, so again, just going back to this Mishnah Melech here, Mishnah Melech is the one who asks this question, that really the Mishnah is talking about Tanai, and the kind of Tanai that's utilized is a Lashon of Siluk. So what is the relevance of Master Mashgasa Batorah? So he assumes, the Mishnah Melech, that we want to include even a formulation which is B'derech HaTanai, because if you hold that Siluk is Lav Daraisa, so now the question is, what do I need Masa Mashkos about Torah? And the answer is, if your whole Siluk doesn't work in Daraisa, Rashi Gamliel is telling you that he could have told you Siluk doesn't help in the level of Daraisa, but he's telling you something even better, that even Derech Tanai it's not going to help. That's the Chiddush, the way the Mishnah Melech presents Rashi Gamliel. The truth is that you have to understand what's the Machlokes Bechlal. What
is the time? If you die,
or that's what it sounds like. But the what's the whole Machlokes here in the Mishnah? So I have to understand what's the actual argument. Is it Dafka Lagabi Tanai, or is it Machlokas in general, where a person wants to mevatel Dini HaTorah? You want to undo, Torah has a halacha, whether it comes B'koach HaTanai, whether it comes B'koach HaSiluk, however you decide to do it. But some of the assumption is that by using this Lashon of Siluk, you're being mevatel, or being Mishana, the Din of the Torah. It's not the same. What?
It's extremely significant. Every will, last will and testament that everybody writes is violated. Daughters inherit, sons inherit.
Yeah, but that, the way we do it, okay, but that's a shtachas v'zocha. The way it's done in a very special kind of way.
A few $1,000.
Yeah, that's what they do. It's all kinds of, let's call it games people play, or games that you can play within the frame of reference of the halacha, and that's what's suggested. But I'm just saying that even siluk, this is what the Mishnah is talking about, is a shinui from the din of the daraisa. It's not the same as mechila. I mean, when a person is meichel, I would say you're not being mishaneh the din of the Torah. Mechila, basically, the shibud is chal, the din Torah of shibud is chal, and a person can either be misalik the shibud by piron, by paying up the chov, or by mechila. But siluk, basically, what am I trying to do?
You deal with something that's not shalom alone.
I understand. That's also part of the problem. I'm just saying that here we're going to get to that also, yes Hashem, but I'm just saying the issue of siluk in the Mishnah, you basically don't want the shibud to be chal. It should have been chal, and that's a shinui, the din of the Torah. That seems to be a machlokes here, whether we say masnah machlokes about Torah, do we say tano kayem or tano lo kayem? That's all over Shas. They argue whether masnah machlokes about Torah, tano kayem, and not generally paskin that masnah machlokes about Torah, tano enu kayem, with the exception of Abishav Mama, tano kayem. In the case of so obviously regarding Eina, there you can't be masnam, but sharing sus with Dav Shem Mamo, there we say it's an okay. But I'm just saying that here the issue is, as I said, at the Daraisa level, we're trying to utilize a lashon of siluk, and many Rishonim hold siluk doesn't help at a level of Daraisa. Talking about a din Daraisa, siluk is not going to be effective. So that's what the Mishnah Melech here by Richus talks about. That's one issue. Okay, now I'm back in the Gemara a little bit. So the Gemara, by the way, says, Tani Rav Chiya, Homer Leisha, Homer Leisha, V'chikasa Lachi Mai Havi. How does this statement, which is written, how does it help? The Gemara says. But Tani Homer Chaveh Adina Dvar Mein Al Sadeh Zu Vein Leisik Ba Yodai Mesulakas Yemen Alon Maklum. This statement, this kind of amira, has no value whatsoever. Rashi says, "En kan losha matana." Rashi explains in the first Rashi of the Gemara, "Abchiyah omer liishto v'lo tani kosi dashmin in the bamir ba'alma nali something lafshe v'lo shukinyan ksiva." You don't need a written statement; you can actually have a verbal utterance, and that also is a kind of silog. The Gemara says, "Kasha do lo maklum." This doesn't work; it doesn't constitute a losha matana. So the Gemara answers, "Am d'rab yanei." Because of Yoda Arusa, this is the Chiddush, that if she's still in Arusa, and now we're going to have a whole discussion in Mishonim, but the simple pshat, the way Rashi explains, he quotes Rav Kahana's halacha, the Gemara, Amar Kahana, Nachla ba lalad mokam acher, ad masna ala shalal yirashena, and he compares it to the din of Rabba, Amar Rabba, Omer Yeshiv, Takana Chacham, Gonzu, Shomulo, Mag Gonzu, Amar Avud, Amar Rav, Yichol Isha, Shetem, Lebaila, Nizanez, Veni Aysa. So the Gemara says, "Kasha, I feel in the suah nami. Why can't that work even if a woman is not just meureses but the suah?" So the Gemara has a famous answer: "Rabaye, the suah yado ki yado." So I just want to read the Rashi's here and then discuss this whole matter at some length with the Rishonim that we have here in the Shidn Kubetzes. Rashi first says the second Rashi: "V'chikasal ma'habi v'kolshkin amira." Amira clearly is not as effective as ksiva. Over the chaver, nonsara shel shutfim yom ha'echad the chavero, echam and alushel salolim. Ben miksiv, ben mamir. Lo amaklum, ein kan loshem atana. Basically, what did you say? The loshem that uses dinu dvarim ainli esek, yodai misulekas emenu. So this is not loshem atana; it's a loshem of siluk. So the Gemara said, no, it has to be because of the old arusa. Says Rashi, vade mishakar kashelo. Ubad lidna the chavero. If you want to give, transfer property to somebody else, Sarich Lishon Matana. So what's the Mishnah talking about? Because of Lot Shalom Zocha ben Echasim, who masni mo shalo yiska b'hem lichi she yisoeno. There is a tenai that he's making, that he will not be Zocha once he marries her in this property. Says Rashi Vein Sarich Lishon Matana, she'awe en lo achshu b'shus b'hem. Obviously now he no longer, or not yet, is he considered to be a Bailin. So the Rashi goes on, Nimaka machen she'eno, Yerusha Sabaisa, Velade Masav Tabalo, Kigom, Nachlas Ishto Abalo, Aide Nesuin, the whole Mishum Takatu, the day Tikkun Abanon, Mubalim Chole, Baichlo Kiravuna. And the Gemara compares it to this halacha, a woman who can say, if she wishes, Eini Nizainis, Eini Eisav. Rashi here explains this halacha. We should point this out. This is very relevant today, halacha Lamaisa. Many women earn much more than their husbands. I know a fair number of my students, my talmidim, that their wives are more successful than their husbands, and therefore this is always at least a machlokes. That's all I can tell you. Exactly whether they're going to share their income, and she feels, why should I share my income with my husband when I make three times what he makes? And that's always the source of, I'm involved in a lot of conflict with reference to this matter. Anyway, so the Gemara answered, let's just read the Rashi in the wide line. Yochi, the time, I'm in the third line of the Rashi, third wide line. Yochi, the time, Mishum, the Takanta, Didahu, Didehu, Yochi, Limchole, Amai Yisrich, the Rab Yanai, Luka, because of Oda Arusa, feeling the Suah Nami. Why should it work even when she's already in the Suah? So the answer is no. Nesuah, Yodo ki Yodo. Varehu, Kishutah, Bahem. He's an equal partner with his wife in the property. Became Shinachasim Shal, Tzarch Lashem Hatana. And then the Gemara goes on to indicate the Nafkamina with reference to Shemesh Yabam, which is the Machogaz between Besham and Besilel, the Gemara and Hacholetz that Rashi refers to. So now, there's a whole question, and this is the, what I xeroxed here in the pages you have in front of you. I'm going to show you, I forgot to mark the pages, but I'll show you them, their numbers. There are numbers on the pages, so you'll be able to see it in a moment. This halacha that the Gemara says over here, that Siluk, doesn't help unless he is misalik himself b'od arusa. So now the question is whether the siluk is going to help even for the chosim shenaflu achas shenises. Maybe siluk only helps for the chosim Shenafula, only in the chasim that she basically had, ba'oda arusa. Or no, maybe it helps even for the chasim that will come to her, achashanises, after the nisui. So this is a subject of big machlokes of Rishonim. The position I'll just first mention, both in Klavit, and I'm going to show you inside. The rush holds that it only helps siluk for the chasim shenafula kvar. The chasim that she had, that's when siluk is going to help. Pashit, because as you said, Dr. Mazankis, how could siluk help? There's no way it could be misalik yourself in the chasim that are not yet akstad, that are not yet operative. The Ramban is cholek. The Ramban says no, it helps even on the chasim la'achashenises. The chasim are going to come to her la'achashenises. Take a look at the Ramban, Tafnun Aleph, if you have the, after the Mishnah Melech. It's Tafnun Aleph, you see in the Shin Kubetzes. Next page. Two more pages, if you don't mind. Tafnun Aleph. Right-hand column is the Ramban. And the Ramban, here, first he cites a Yerushalmi. I don't know if you see the Yerushalmi, I should have highlighted it. But the Ramban cites the Yerushalmi. See where it says, right-hand column in the Ramban, which is Dalid, and about 10 lines in the Ramban, Abu Yerushalmi, Amr Rabbi Yimriya, Bogu Kum Rab Zera, and the Ramban goes on to say, Wow, he claims that it applies even to futuristic nechassim, that the Ramban says that even the chassim sheyiplu lo v'achashenises, the halach of siluk is going to help. V'chein sugezu shom buchachas avod arusa tznai kayim v'chol ha-nechassim sheyabod lo doilo. This is the shittas of Ramban. Now what's the machlokes in the Ramban and the Rosh? The Rosh is also quoted in the Shin Kubetzes. What's exactly the issue? So Pashup Chad, I would say, al pisvara, I don't know if it's so meduyak in the Lashon Ramban, but I think there might be a makom l'dayi kacha. Namely, what does the siluk relate to? Does the siluk relate to only schusim that the Baal has? He has certain schusim, and those schusim he's going to be mistalik from, he's going to be misalik himself from. Or schusim are not that which the siluk relates to, but rather the siluk relates to the chasim themselves. The Ramban basically said the siluk is going to be the fact that he's a Bailim, and he won't be Zochev B'Schussi HaBailim. So since she's an Arusa, and he already has apparently some sort of connection to her, he can be Mistalik from the Schussi. But the Rosh clearly disagrees. And the Rosh says, no, the Siluk is not from the Schussi, but rather I would suggest the Siluk, according to the Rosh, is from the Nechassim. So the Nechassim have to be Kayim, Mishal Siluk. If there are no Nechassim there at that moment, how can he be Mistalik from those? And that's the Machlokes. What the siluk relates to? Does the siluk relate to schusim, or does the siluk relate to nechassim? Now, the one basically, the Mishnah Melech. I just want to say one more thing. The Mishnah Melech here in Perachat Gimel Yishus. You can't read it, but I read the entire thing. Spent the whole week reading it. So the Mishnah Melech here, he's medayik from the tour, that the tour says lo mahani siluk al nechassim shenofu l'achashenises. Mashma that on nechassim shenofu mishenises lo mahani, but nechassim shenofu kodim shenises, even though they came to her after the Maaseh Siluk. Siluk is going to help. It sounds like against the Rosh. But anyway, I'm just simply, Mishnah Melech here doesn't understand what's the difference between Naflu, Ba'od Arusa, Naflu, Mishanises. If you hold that Siluk helps in the Chasim, Shalom Yibishah Siluk, why shouldn't it help in the Chasim, Shanaflu, Achriyan Nesuim? Anyway, this is the whole discussion, but I thought the Machlokes is totally on the question, what the nature of the Siluk is. Now, one more thing. The Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi. Ramban is based on Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi basically says, if you saw the Ramban here, Yesh Odom Masnal Dov Sheni B'Shusa. That's the issue. The issue is, can a person make a Tanai on Dov Sheni B'Shusa? So the Ramban assumes, what's Yerushalmi talking about? Yerushalmi is talking about Kaisul HaMishanises, that since once he's married to Yodo Ki Yodo, so then of course at that point, he cannot be Misalik himself. Even though that's not what the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi says, Yesh Oda Masne Al Dabar Shena B'Shusa. The Yerushalmi is talking about the reasoning, the rationale is, it's something which is not in my Rishus. And the Ramban seems to say, Punk Faker. Even though he says to Yerushalmi, the Ramban says, no, he's only Zoche. Ramban says that because he was only Zoche, so this Ramban seems to be, he quotes a Yerushalmi, but his reasoning doesn't seem to be in line with the Yerushalmi that he cites, that he quotes. I didn't fully grasp that which the Ramban is saying over here. I saw in later on the Shin Kubetzes that the Ramban is talking about again, Siluk Midin Bailim. Yerushalmi Lechura is talking about Siluk Midin Nechasim. But again, as I said, that the Lashon Ramban is here on Tachnun Aleph. You see what the 35 number is? I'm just going on that Lashon. Behu Sober. See what it says 35. Kevin Shanisis Yodo Ki Yodo. Af Bamesha Osin Lovel Yodo. Why doesn't Siluk help? Because Yodo Ki Yodo. And he's already Zochin in the Chasim. And that's why how the Ramban seems to understand, again, even though the Lashon Yerushalmi does not speak in such terminology. The Yerushalmi speaks about, as I mentioned, that Masne al Dabar She'ena B'Shusa. And the Masne al Dabar She'ena B'Shusa. But this is the Shittas Ramban. So again, just to summarize the way I understand the Machlokes in the Ramban and the Rosh, the nature of Siluk, what does it relate to? Does Siluk basically Siluk in the Nechasim? That's what the Rosh apparently held. And therefore the Nechasim have to be Kayim, B'Shah Siluk. If the Chasim are not there, B'Shah Siluk, it's not going to help. And the Shittas Ramban is not like that. Siluk is midin bailim. It means you won't be zoche in the schusim of the bailim, and that's why the Ramban Shita is. She's an arusa. He already has some sort of connection to her. Therefore, he can be mistalik from those schusim.
So, according to the Ramban, he's saying that siluk is only can prevent
right
opinion. It can't be machir.
Exactly. Right. It's not a proactive. I mean, that's what siluk is. Siluk depends, is a very, it's a kind of passive disconnect. As opposed to being a proactive, as Rashi says also, all the Rishonim say, it's not a Lashon Matana. It's not a proactive Lashon of Kinyan, but it's simply a somehow disconnecting myself from that which I have, which is a very passive and certainly inactive, sedentary kind of Kinyan, which again, clearly is not the same as someone who's Makta something or Mafka something, as you said. That's a very good question. If you could have siluk from the chassid, but the question is whether she can do it.
There's a shtar of more kavua.
That's what I would say. I would say no, because that's already, as Dr. Mazankis is saying, that's a shtar, that's a more, as he put it, a more kavua type of thing. I would imagine no. I would imagine that's not possible. Yeah.
The first mission of the eighth paragraph, Ein Kass, seems to be the flip side of this.
I agree.
And I think it sheds a lot of light, because you see the same, basically the same hierarchy, but from the other perspective. Where she tries to take it away from
him, right,
against
right.
This book. You see the same thing. It's something that she already had, she's most about it earlier. The earlier she's most about it,
right, that would be a parallel to this in the other direction, correct. Okay, another ha'ara, since I'm at it already, where the Gemara says here, Tani Rabchiya Omer, the Gemara quotes Rabchiya. So, at the very beginning, namely, the Gemara indicates, "Omer leishto v'chikasa la'ochi may havi." When we have a din of siluk, so Rashi says here. Look at the first Rashi. "V'lo tani kosei diashminon the babir baal manami siluk nafshe v'lo shum kinyan uksiva." Rashi said, "There's a havamina that siluk only helps if you write it, if there's an act of ksiva. And those ksiva is obviously stronger than amira." Okay, that I do understand, even though I don't understand that the Gemara is Kasha. So then the Gemara is the Kasha and this, what does the Gemara say? But Tanya, Gemara is the Kasha, the Braisa. Omer chaber odin edvarim yeni al sadezu, en li esek yodem misuleke, as the Gemara says, lo maklub. According to Rashi, if there's a Milo Ksiva, so what in heaven's name is the Gemara asking? What's the Kasha of the Gemara? The Gemara is the Kasha from Amira. So, en adome, Amira the Ksiva, the whole Kasha, according to Rashi, doesn't make any sense. So you have to assume that the Gemara is the Hanukkah of the Gemara is that the reason why it doesn't help Lo Omar Klum is because Lo Omar, because it's an Amira. That's why it doesn't help. But here we're talking about Ksiva, and Echanami, it would help. So here also, now take a look in the Ra'ah, who tries to explain Rashi. This is on Tuf Samach Gimel of the Shin Kubetz's pages that you have here. On Tuf Samach Gimel, this is the Ra'ah slots on the previous page. The Shita, what they did was very nicely, in the Masada Rav Kook edition, they collected all the different Mishonim together, made life much easier. Not like my Shita, my old Shita, which has on each Keta, Roh, Rashba, Ritva, then it goes on, it's all interspersed. But then he collected everything together, that's what they did, which I think is a very wise idea. So now take a look here in the Roh on Tav Samach Gimel. He explains the position of Rashi, and I think what he's trying to say is that here, where the issue is Koach HaSiluk, so maybe, again, Ksiva, regarding Koach HaSiluk, you don't have a copy of that?
Right.
It should be there. I'm on page Tav Samach Gimel. The Roh starts in the previous page. See on the side it says Roh, Tav Samach Beis. You don't trust me. And it goes on to Tav Samach Gimel. So here there are in Tav Samach Gimel, I think explains the Rashi in a very nice way, that if the issue is an issue of Siluk, so then one could say Ksiva is clearly stronger as far as Siluk is concerned. But the Braisa, that's not the issue in the Braisa. What's the issue in the Braisa? The language that's being used. Is it a Lashon Garua or not a Lashon Garua? That's what the Ra here goes on to explain by Arichus. He said the Braisa, here there's no distinction between Ksiva and Amira. The whole question is whether this language is considered to be appropriate or not appropriate. Take a look at the Lashon, I'm reading the Tav Samach Gimel on the right hand column. That's the issue. The issue is this called the Lishna Malya or is it a Lashon Garua? As you said, Rabbi Yazgar. Had used the proper Lashon. Next, the Tav Samach Dali. Means you have to know what language is appropriate, what language is not appropriate. So that's how the Ra'ah explains essentially the position of Rashi. You know, it's Enechanami, that when it comes to Siluk, there's no question. Ksiva is much more efficacious than a Lashon of Amira. But the Braisa is talking about, is this called a Lashon Malya, or is it called Lashon Garua? Is this considered to be appropriate or not appropriate? And here there's no chilah between Ksiva and Amira. Here there's no distinction. It says the Ra'ah between Ksiva and Amira, and that's why the Gemara asks the Kasha, that Din Dvarim is a Lashon Garua. It's a Lashon Garua. Even Ksiva is not going to help. That's how the Ra'ah interprets it. Now, other Rishonim, if you look on Tav Samach Beis, the previous page, on the left-hand side. Previous page, Tav Samach Beis, on the left-hand side, the Ritva. So the Ritva, I saw in the Ran, and the Ra'ah, and the Marsha, they understand when the Gemara here quotes Abchiya, Homo the Ishto, and then the Gemara is the Kasha from this din. That basically the Gemara is calling Rav Chiya to add to the Mishnah. You don't require a Kenyan. It means without Rav Chiya, I would have thought the Mishnah is talking about a Kenyan. There's some sort of a Kenyan that was involved over here. And that's what the Ran, as I said, and the Ritva say, and the Achronim over here are bothered by an obvious question. Namely, when we're talking about Peros, I understand the idea of Haknoah. If you're makna to her the karka, the gufa karka, you're makna to her the peros. But in Yerusha, what shaykh hakno? That's what Dr. Mazenka says earlier. It's a davar shel b'leila. What is going on over here? It's completely, shall we say, out of the realm of possibility. And the hakno does not help regarding Yerusha. So again, somehow, as I said, the question has to be formulated. See, you look in the upper left-hand corner, Tav Samach Beis, where the Ritva, the first Ritva, Miguva Shal Karka, Konam Yadu, that's the Gemara later on, Kosva Ben Yenu, Davka Shoma, B'tchila Din Udvar, Meni Asad Azu, V'achaka Konam Yadu Stam, D'amina Shabala Kain Dvar, Shal Kinyin, Miguva Shal Karka, Avim Konam Yadu, Shalo Yelo Din Udvar, Asad Azu, Kinyin Dvar, Ba'alu, V'lo Makni. That's the question that's being raised over here. It means apparently the Chiddush Rav Chiya is that you don't require a Kinyin. That's what the Gemara is adding to the Mishnah, which we do not know from the Lashon of the Mishnah. I mean, in general, how do you view Yerusha? Okay, this is Machlokes, but Yerusha Sabal is the Raisa of the Rabbanim. But in general, there's a question how you view Yerusha, whether Yerusha Sabal is based on, like all Yerushas, all Yerushas are based on Hakara Kara Velov, it's a deal of Kurva. That if there's consanguinity, if there's some connection of Kurva, so then that's how Yerusha works. So no, maybe the halacha is that Yerusha Sabal is a completely separate halacha. Yerusha Sabal is a din, when we learn Desh Neichlin, that's what we entertain this Chakira. Whether it's considered to be based on Kurva, like all other Yerusha, so no, Yerusha Sabal is based on he's Zoche b'mitziyasa, he's Zoche b'maisi adeha, who adin, he's Zoche b'yerushasa. And it could be that there may be Yerusha Sabal is already a schus of the husband, v'nichse yishto kvar b'chayeha. Because Chazal gave him a schus, even when they're both alive, a schus in her nechassim, for when? For the acha misasa. Means even mechayim, he may have already a kind of schus in her nechassim. I saw in the Meiri, I saw once in Turmas HaDesh, and I learned Yesh Leichel, that's what I remember, that the Meiri writes over there that that's exactly what Yerush Sabal is all about. That he has a schus, apparently some sort of a shibud. Schus Sabal b'nichse ishto is a kind of shibud. That's what Turmas HaDesh writes, even when she's alive. That, and also I think the Rashba is mashba like that, many Rishonim seem to say that. He has some sort of a schus in under chasim, as I said, no different than Maisi Adayim, the Metziah, all the things that Chazal was talking for him. There's a, in the beginning of Perek HaZorek, I remember you probably learned it in Gittin, so I learned that about Soloveitchik. So in Perek HaZorek, there's a Rashba over there. The beginning of Perek HaZorek, where the Rashba also seems to make this kind of suggestion, that the Gemara there is talking about, if you throw a get into a chatzer, so the Gemara wants to prove, you matzit matzit v'chol makom, that even the get is thrown into a chatzer, it says, v'nasim v'yoda. So the Gemara says, chatzera karfifa minayin tamalomar, v'nasim v'yoda v'chol makom. The Gemara says, even in her chatzer, it's considered to be hers. We pass in the Gemara says, "Babatzia chatzer shaladim kainelo midaito shalom midaito." So chatzer is already a kinyan. So now the question is that maybe the gabe this halacha of chatzer, the gabe kinyan midieshol baal schus liyosha. So you see, it's a schus in nishle ishto b'chayeh, and that's where the kinyan works. The gabe yerusha. Okay, I'm just simply pointing out here what seems to be the difficulty in this sugya. Are we talking about a kinyan or not a kinyan? The Gemara seems to add, Rav Chiya is adding, that you don't require a kinyan. That's what I would have thought, maybe from without Rav Chiya, maybe the Mishnah is talking about a kinyan. And that's the Chiddush, even without a kinyan. Okay, that's item number two. Item number three, Rashi here says, and this troubled me also, why is this language not working? So Rashi says, Ein kan lashon matana. Where I use the lashon of siluk, it's not a proactive language of matana. But the Chura, let's say it would be a Lashon Matana. It still not won't help. Why? Because there's no Kenyan. So if there's no Kenyan, how could it help? What's Rashi mean over here? When he says, Ein kan Lashon Matana. It's not a question of Lashon Matana, not Lashon Matana. What?
Matana would be preferred to him.
Is that what Rashi means?
Who wants to have chaos to be Matana? Which direction is it going?
I think it's going in one direction. It says that the person wants to go ahead and get rid of, disconnect from this property. So he does it in a very passive, negative kind of way. And Rashi says here, Ein kan lashon matana. But even if it were, how's it going to help? There's no kinyan. So perhaps if you look at Tesis Rid over here, again, we're showing him here, Tesis Rid, I don't know if you read Tesis Rid. Tesis Rid on Ksubis is phenomenal. I don't know if you have a lot of time on your hand. Tesis Rid says, you know what it means over here? Lo maklum, even though achakach was a kinyan, even though there was a kinyan that was done, lo maklum. There was a kinyan. That's what the Tesis Rid writes over here. I don't know how you could read it the other way, Dr. Mazankis. I don't see any other method of reading it. Okay, I just also want to comment what the Gemara answer is, that how does it work? The Gemara said, because of love, Eidar Rusa. So you have a big machlokes of Rishonim. In Tais and the Ran, the Mishnah Melech, it's all, everything's in the Mishnah Melech. If you have a few weeks that you can sit and learn the Mishnah Melech, Perech of Gimel, there's nothing he doesn't discuss there. This Mishnah Melech is Makif Hakol. So the Mishnah Melech talks about, he mentions the Machogas here, in Tais and the Ran. When the Gemara says here, Be'oda Rusa, that's going to work. And then the Gemara says, Kasha should work even for the Suah. The Gemara says, no, the Suah is Yada Ki Yada. he's an equal shutev, the way Rashi explains it. But here, the Mishnah Melech, so he explains over here that there's a machlokes Taisa the Ran. Taisa says, when the Gemara says, Bekesel Boda Rusa, Kidu Av Kahana. That's not Bidin Siluk, because it's, Dr. Mazenka says, Lav Shalom Aliyola. So how does it work? So he says here, according to Taisa, it works Bidin Eshes Ish, B'takonos Chachomim Al Schus D'Rabonon. Means again, that's what the Gemara compares it to the din of Ein Nizanis V'Ein Yaisa. Whatever a takon has done, the Toivoso, so therefore a person can say, I don't want that takona. The takona is made for my, hopefully for my edification, for my good. So if a person says, I don't want that takona, he has the right to do so. So therefore, that's what the Tesis holds, that it doesn't work within Siluk, because it's Dov Shabbat Yodam, but it works, E-F-Shi, B'takonos Chacham, and this Chus D'Rabbanon, I don't want it. I simply don't want to partake of this Chus D'Rabbanon, and you have the right to do so. I saw the Rashbam Barbasa is also mashma like that, that it's midin efshi b'takonos chacham. He writes over there, a mezaken the other bal korcho. You can't be mezaken to a person something against his will, something that he doesn't want. But the Ran over here says no. The Ran learns, and this is what the Mishnah Melech explains. The Ran learns it's midin siluk, not midin efshi b'takonos chacham. So why does the Gemara here bring the din of Rabba and Rabuna? That's only, she would not say, that only maybe by Doraisa, Siluk helps, not by the Rabbanah. Maybe Chacham also chizu v'divrein, yesi mishotera, that the Gemara says later on. Chacham actually, when it came to strengthening their halachas, they were even more chamur than the din Doraisa. Bishonim here have a whole discussion, if you look here, if you read, this is pages and pages of Shin Kubetzis. So you have to spend, I might have spent on this sugya more time than I spent so far on any other sugya in Kubetzis. So the because I just read pages and pages of the Shin Kubetzis, which is not a good thing to do. I don't suggest it. I think it's not an approach. You have to know which ones to learn. But since I don't have that kind of knowledge, Rav David Lifshitz, going to Rav David Lifshitz, knew the entire Shin Kubetzis and Ksuvos by heart. I'm not a Nila Magzit. I saw it myself. So what he do is he. I only went to his shir one day when the Rav didn't say shir. I went on a Monday. So, in the opening, Shir and Ksubis. And I saw, and they couldn't find the Shir and Kubetzis. They couldn't find the Sefer. He knew it by heart. There was no need for a Sefer. He knew the entire Shita by heart. What he did was, he chose specific Shitas that he obviously had a Kabbalah on, he knew the other ones to learn. So, unfortunately, I don't have any of that, those Kabbalahs, so I have a problem. But
he read the whole thing, and then
he memorized it, basically. Yeah, yeah, but he didn't have the Sefer.
Balpeh.
Thank you. So
when
what? I'm sorry. That's an excellent question. It's not a number of times you see it in Shas.
It
seems very random. Yeah, I mean, if you want, you could say Svaras. Each time you have to say.
Is there a Svaras when they do it?
I don't know. Maybe I'm sure there is. I just don't. You have to really go through all of them and see. Maybe there's some common denominator to all of them. I don't know. I know that here in the Shita regarding Siluk, so there are different opinions regarding Siluk. Either Siluk is Midin Mechila, just like Mechila, if I have a Shibut that was Chal, it could be Mechil the Shibut. So too, Siluk is like where a person has a reason to get Schusim and through his Dibur. So he decides not to be zeich in the schusim. The Ran can say there. We learn the Ran here in the back. That also needs a lot of time. That's what the Ran is mashma. The Ran is mashma. It's a chaloy siluk. It helps even on schusim that is zeich in the Torah. I mean, the Ran actually by Richa says it only helps by Oda Arusa. What about kodim erasin? So that kodim erasin ain't maladabe. Even Arusa is hard to understand. But the old Rishonim say be Arusa. Yesh lo shaychus begavo. That's the lashon that they use. There's clearly some connection. I mean, the connection is he has to be, if you want to end that relationship, it has to be terminated with a get. So it's like they're married. Of course, he's only not zoche to all the other elements that come with the suin, avaras nedarim, and tumah, and yerusha. But aside from that, you require a get. So there is a shaychus begavo. But before erasin, I don't think anyone's going to make the suggestion that kodim arusa. Before that state, Siluk is going to help. That for sure not. Pashup Shad.
Why can't you say that? If I care, then it would make more sense that it would work.
Before Erisin.
Because he's saying
So I also, but we're talking about before Erisin, you're saying this.
No, it's like extending up 90%.
So the one who says this svara is a Chazon Ish. I saw the Chazon Ish, but he says it only if she's mureses. If she's mureses, then he says, Shan Yisuin Gomrimba. So that's the setting up process that you just described. But before Arusa, I mean, that siluk should help. I'll tell you what the issue was totally on. Can a person be chozer from siluk? Can I change my mind when it comes to siluk or not? Can I undo the siluk? So that's a big machlokes among the Rishonim. I mean, if you say siluk is based on mechila, so once the mechila is chal, so I can't be chozer. But if you hold that it's not based on mechila, but it's based on this idea, I don't want this takana. The old takana was niskan l'schusi. I'm not interested in this takana. So if that's the case, matter of fact, if you look at the Lashon of Rashi, I think Atz Medayik, Manabi Medayik, Lashon of Rashi, Rashi says here, Ho mishum takanta didei tikun. What does that mean? That sounds like it depends on my thinking. I don't want this takana. I don't think it's for my benefit. So I don't want any part of it. So if that's the case, because Rashi says also, Rashi here talks too much. I don't know if this bothers you, this Rashi. This bothers me, this Rashi here, where he says here, Mishum Shabbat Yidei Masa. You see what I'm reading? Rashi Mokam Acher. Look at that Rashi. Start with Mokam Acher. Says Rashi, Sheena Yerusha Sabosa Velay Dei Masa Tobolo. You go, Nachlas Ishti Abolo, I didn't assume Shalodo. Mishum Takati Didon Tikun. I'm reading this Rashi here. That sounds like it's based on the Efshiv, not based on the other Rishonim say, Adin Mechila. That's right.
Rashi says
Mocha. Rashi uses also Lashon and Mechila, but these Lashonim and Rashi, I'm a bit, as it's not clear to me whether Rashi learns it's based on Mechila or it's based on this concept of Efshiv, he seems to speak in both currencies. Rashi uses both kinds of language. But the Chura, the Ikar of Rashi, is what he said, Dabai de Masav. Kol Shabai de Masav, he can be mistalik from it. If I'm the one who is responsible for creating it, I can leave it. I can depart from it. So Rashi holds that's in your siluk. And when Rashi says, well, you pointed out, Hu balim chol aleha. Rashi also speaks in terms of Mechila. And then later on, Rashi says, Yochalim chol aleha. Mashma is based on Mechila. But when Rashi said, Mishum takante didon tikun, Rashi says that unless it's a din rabbanon shabai de masav. By the way, I saw the Ritva. He quotes Rashi. He skips these words. He deletes these words in Rashi. He's not goreis those words because he wants to have a one chad kivun kind of approach in Rashi. And Rashi himself is, as you said, seems to be speaking from two different perspectives. And in general, the Gemara's Kashya, which is the second later. Five lines from the bottom. Yachay afilu nesua nami. You ask the kasha, why shouldn't it work for nesua as well? What's the nature of that kasha? And again, we could examine it from both of these perspectives. Is Gemara saying nesua nami should work midin siluk, or nesua nami should also work midin yefshi b'takonas chachamim? I thought there's no way that siluk can work when they are nesua. Even the habimin of the Gemara, even the kasha of the Gemara. How could siluk work when he's married to her? So the answer is that no, it works based on what I just said. So therefore, it will help even lachan yisuin. And that's what the Gemara is mechadish, and the answer, no. The Gemara says, yadu ki yada, that he is, the way Rashi learns, he's an equal shutuf, he is already zolch in the karka, the gufa karka, so he can't say, yeshi b'takonas chachomim. I saw a thesis earlier, I mean, Zayin and Beis, in Tzubis, a thesis also seems to make a similar suggestion. You can't say, Eini nifdeis ve'en anoisen es peros. The Gemara says that peros tachas pidyoina. So Taisa says you can't say that eini nifdeis ve'en anoisen es peros because yodu ki yodu. You see that Taisa? Emzayin obeis. He's only zecha beguf hakarka. Similar kind of svara to what we can suggest over here. When the Gemara asks the kasha, nesu also should work. He, the Mishnah Melech here. What? That's right. Even though it's only nifdeis ve'en anoisen. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Quite amazing. The Mishnah Melech here, again, I'm just reading the Mishnah Melech. So the Mishnah Melech here, he said the Gemara's Kasha is Midin Siluk. He said when the Gemara has the Kasha in the Suanami, let it work even for a married woman, So he claims that even for nechassim, she'adayin lo zochsa b'hem. Maybe she wasn't yet zoche in the nechassim. And the Makshin thought, just like he's not zoche in the nechassim, it's similar to kosil abodah arusa with siluk helps. And the Gemara answers, no, yada ki yada, afilu b'mesha osid lovel yada. Even that in the future is going to come to her. That's what the Gemara is saying. And that's why there's a... And this is the basis for the Ramban that we started with in the beginning of the Shir. Ramban said that even though Arusa could be Mesalik from the Chosm Shadayim Lanoflu, but after Nesuim, it's not possible. No way that that can happen. Now, what does it mean, Yodo Ki Yodo? What does that mean? So the Rishonim explained that in a number of different ways. Rashi learned that he's an equal Shutuf to her. Harehu Meshutuf Bahem. Kevin Shen Chosm Shalom. What does Rashi learn here? That essentially, that he already has a kinyan in the chasim. Even the chasim sheyiplu lo acharkach, even the chasim that she's going to inherit afterwards, he already has a kinyan in these nechasim. I saw in the Mordecha that he writes differently. What?
When?
That's the question. Pashup shat, the moment that nesuin takes place. He said, nechasim shalom. Then now he has a kinyan in those nechasim. I saw the Mordechai writes not like that. He writes actually that since Gufa Isha Konu Lo, he writes, he's Konu the Gufa Isha. So what's he Konu? Gufa Isha, Kol Ma Sheyesh Lo, Hare Yu Konu Lo. Even though there's no question, that's not the same, that we know, that halacha we're familiar with. Ma Shekonsa Isha Konu Baila, the Gemara says. That's how the Mordechai understands this Nesua. Once she gets married, so then that element is in place. It's... That's the Gemara, and okay, but the Gemara, look in Rashi again. If you look in Rashi here, in Rashi and Nesua Yadu Ki Yadu, if you don't mind just looking at that Rashi again, Varehu Kishutuf, Bekevish in the Chasim Shalo, Tzorach Loshim Matana, Ein Moba Loshim Dinu Dvarim. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's kashi also was midin siluk, not midin efshi b'takonos chacham. And the Gemara answers, no, the chasim are now his, and therefore yada ki yada. I mean, even though that's exactly, maybe that's what you were bothered by. Teinach in the schus v'achilas peres. But the Gabi Yerusha, what does it mean, hukah shutuf? What in heaven's name does that mean? The Gabi Yerusha, he's not a shutuf. What's that supposed to mean? He's not a shutter regarding Yerusha. B'chlala. So what does Rashi mean over here? You have to assume that somehow the schus of Yerusha Sabal is some sort of a schus that he has in the Nechassim. And mele he's k'shutter. I find that to be phantasmagoric. Absolutely beyond the ken. I've done Yeshnachin a few times in my lifetime. Doesn't make any sense. He's a shutter. Gabi Yerusha Sishta, Lo Shamanu, Lo Reina Dava Kazem Eilu. May the Schus Achilas Peres, that's what I thought you were asking, Dr. Mezenkis. Nichse Melug, Schus Achilas Peres, but a Shutuv in Yerusha? Okay, that you have to say something like that. That it's a Schus in the Nechosim. May the it's a Tfisa. Wow. The Re'oh, on Tov Samach Dalai, since I told you I like to read.
Doesn't
it
mean that
he only owns the Paris? It's like
he... What does it mean? Maybe. It's
saying
like he has a tfisit in the character itself.
It's not a tfisit itself, just as the Paris. Not that I learned all the Gemara's of Kol but that's not my understanding of Nichse Melug. First of all, the word Melug means to pluck. So he clearly doesn't have any schusim in the karka. He plucks the peros. That's what he's able to do. Okay, he can prevent her from selling it. Aisha Shemacha, Nichsilu, B'chayi Baila. But certainly he doesn't have any Kinyan in my heart. That's the chiddush between Nichsilu, B'chayi Baila, Nichsilu, B'chayi Baila. That's exactly what the Gemara's mechala between those two. There's a Ra'ah, he had Tov Samach Dalad. I just want to also, he has apparently, I think, a third shot in this Gemara. See where there, on the left-hand column, where it says, Ukudarabba, the Omar Rabba, Homer Yefshi. You see that in Tov Samach Dalad? Because you learn the Daf Yomi every day, you don't have no time to go read every sheet of Kubetzes. So I don't blame you. And you're better off. You have a better and easier Havana. So it says here, Kedarava, you see that draw? Yomar Rava, Ef Shiklomar, V'chi Teima, yes, the Kasha, Ho Teinach, Yerusha, Abim Biperis, Hechim Mistalik Minayu, V'takanta D'Rabonanu, V'echi Okala. So what does he say here? Siluk only helps for what? For Yerusha. But Peros, Siluk is not going to help. Hechi Okala. Heineken Amar Rava. Hoime Yeshi, Takonas Chacham, Gonzu, Shoimim Lo. So he's Mechala between Yerusha and Peros. Siluk only helps the Gabe Yerusha, the Gabe Peros, since Dindra Rabbanan. And you have to come out to Yeshi, Takonas Chacham. The question is, why should it not help regarding Peros? I mean, according to the Ram, he says, Osu Chizuk Midivrayim, Yesim Mishal Torah, that's why it helps. Well, the Ramban doesn't mention this either. But so what is he saying over here? Again, the way we said a moment ago, that somehow, that even Kodim Erisim, we asked why shouldn't it help there, and the Rishonim say, Ein lo shaychus begavo, that there's no connection between the potential Arus and the Arusa. So Siluk only helps when you have already a certain degree of Schusim. And therefore, those Schusim, Achal, Be'oda Arusa, as the Gemara said, and certainly Be'oda Nesua.
Really?
Means that Bizman, what the Ramban said. Ramban says that Bizman Ha'erisin, he already has a Schus and the Nesuin. And the Siluk is Chal on that Schus that he has on the ultimate Nesuin that's going to take place.
At least this is the question that the Chacham and Esra of Nomiyas, maybe it's Behold,
right, that's what Rashi says there.
Unless that's only going within this rhetorical question.
That's what I would say.
You look at Rav Gamliel's answer, they're masking to the question. They kind of skirt the issue. They're masking to the question. They're just skirt. So like, seems like they're...
I, by the way, I love that lotion. I can't get past that lotion. Whenever I see these Asharos in Chazal, I get very excited. Al HaChadoshim and Abayshim. Al HaShatim Megalgim Aleinu et HaYishonim. What a blush of Chazal.
I'm going to say, Behold the Zohar B'Yishon.
Rashi
says,
Shigya HaRizaseh. Yeah. No, this is the question of this Ra'ah. He makes a chilah between Yerusha and Peros. That Siluk helps only for Yerusha, but it doesn't help for Peros, because that's a Takonas Chazal, and you have to deal with the Takonas de Rabbana. So somehow, you have to say a Svaras over here, why it's going to help. Okay, what I wanted to do really, and this is what the last few minutes, I wanted to learn this Tesis. I don't know if you have the Tesis Kidu Abkahana. I was going to go through line by line the Tesis. This will take me about 5 hours. Most of my time was spent learning this thesis. Kidu Av Kahana. Is that all right? For a few moments, we still have about 12 minutes. Kidu Av Kahana. Vim Taima. Hechi Maisi Vaya. The Mahani Loshin Dinu Dvarim Shu Loshin Garua. Dilma Kol Hano De Maisi. Mai Veloshin Tov. Vi Yeshi Bo. De Maisi Havi Loshin Tov. Kin Mu Haper Basa Decreases. And the thesis says, he tells you, Din Advarim is Lashon Garua. It doesn't even help for what? Siluk. The Lashon Din Advarim, even for Siluk, is not going to help. And then he writes here, a second later, the Belashon Tov, then he writes, it would work. And it goes further, V'yeshloma, Dimi Dikomba, Nachla Bolol Adam, Davka, Veloshe Baslo Kvar, Mashma, the Belashon Garua, Mari. The Belashon Tov, Afilu Baslo, what does that mean? If I use a Lashon Tov, even if it already came to me, I can make a Tanai. As you say, Lashon Tov helps Lashon Siluk, Mi'erusha, even after Nesuin. Even though Kvar Bosle Yodo, B'shas Nesuin, it's already in his hand. And he's Zochib B'shus Ishto, and Yodo Ki Yodo, so Tais says a Chiddush. You can be Misalik Mi'erusha Ishto, even Lacha Nesuin. After Nesuin, you can be Misalik Mi'erusha Ishto. I, the Gemara says, you can't, Yodo Ki Yodo. That's only the Gabi what? Achilas Peros. But not the Gabi Yerusha. Yerusha is a separate halacha. That's against all the Rishonim. The Rishonim, by the way, say in Barabasa and Yesh Neichlin, Yerushas Ishto, Lacha Shenises, Domer the Yerushas Oviv. It's comparable to the Yerusha of a father. There's no difference. And what is exactly the Gemara saying according to what Taisa says over here? Marsha tumults on this. Here you have to learn the Marsha, Mamish, Lefi. Every Marsha has to be learned here with every line of Taisa. He's working like a devil to put this all together. The Marsha. Was the Gemara being arrived from Rava? I mean, the question is, how does a Lashon Garua help? Taisa calls it Lashon Garua. So how does it work? How is it effective? Masha does not learn pshat like this in the Tesis. He said the Gemara brings a raya from Rava on that which they said that siluk helps even though kvar basta liyado. And Tesis says that eini nizanis v'eini eisa is called shekvar basta liyado. And somehow the assumption is chi mezonos, what? We say chi mezonos is a new chiyav that's mischadesh on a daily basis? Is that the chi mezonos that a husband is obligated to design his wife? Well, no, we say that the halacha is that chiyav mezonos is in effect once you get married, so then you mashuvah l'chol yimei chayel. I think that's the pasha pshat in Perek HaMadir and a few other places. That shibud was created by virtue of the marriage, and therefore it's an ongoing shibud. And therefore, I mean, in general, that's the question. The Gemara in HaMadir, that's a famous Gemara. How could you go ahead and take a neder? You're mashuvah. How in heaven's neder did take a neder against that shibud? It's not a shibud that is mischadish on a daily basis. It's an ongoing shibud. The moment you get married, you meshubad kol yimei chayeha to provide with mezonos. That's the halacha.
In the case of a messiah, the messiah give a get, that's in the prenuptial. And so in the prenup, they have a clause that every day that he refuses to give a get, there's a mezonos. Is that like a new thing there?
Yeah, it's a new thing. Of course, it's a kind of knas that they impose because that's all it is, a knas. Because they want to give it some teeth. And they have actually in the one that I have used, the one from the Rabbinical Council of America. It's also here in Atzal. He gave his approval. I asked him. I'm going to Zam Lechem in Atzal. So together with Rabbi Willig, Baruch Chaim Arukim, so that's the one that I use. I've used it countless times. It's already prevented a number of difficult situations that could have clearly emerged. I mean, if it's someone that's a multimillionaire, then it doesn't really make a difference. Those knossos don't have the impact on you.
So they're clearly assuming that it's not a fee.
That's right. Push it like that. That's what the Gemara's kasha in Hamadir, that you can take a neder, is a very difficult kasha, because there's a shiba that's chal. Okay, I go further in the thesis. Ulari nireh. The alosh and dim dvarim and tzarich lo viraya, the mahani. That's only this language works. The mistabra who the mahani hechad lo ba liyodo, kmo ba'alma lishta malya. Ela maisi raya lo tikshin the ma'iduk ma bekasal lo ida arusa hechi matzim makni lo kaim lo ela the makni dam shol ba liyodo. That was the problem that we just raised. I mean, you have to assume. Maybe I don't know if you agree with this, Dr. Mazankis. It's like Dekel the Peros. That's the way the Gemara has
it. That's kind of what I was saying. Yeah.
Okay, that's what you were saying before. So that's what you have to assume. I think the Mashah is Mashmah like that also over here. Otherwise, we have a problem. You can't be Makhdad Dov Shabbat Yodam unless the Gemara says Peros Dekel. That's a Sugya, and I'm Afkin. Avida Dawson. But Dekel the Peros, if I have a handle on the Dekel itself, then I can be Makhdad Dov Shabbat Yodam. I mean, the question is that true? Is that what the husband has? Does he have a dekel of peros? Or does he only have a schus in the peros? A schus achila in the peros? Rasha says here, clearly, like Dr. Mazankis, a dekel of the peros. I mean, the question, what do you do with Yerusha? That's my problem. Yerusha, dav shav al yodam. What's tuk nem in Yerusha? Even if you say it's dekel of the peros, but what do you do with Yerusha? That to me is a massive problem. So again, you said, that's what Dr. Mazankis, he says a lot of chidushim. This gentleman over here. He said that it's a din in tfisa and a chosin. It's a schus and a chosin and mele. It's not called dom shavali elam. Chus Yerusha is only chal mechayim. And mele, there's no dom shavali elam here. You don't have to deal with that problem. I go further. Taisa says, Yavagat Rabbiana, demukula, bekaisa, vada, arusa, sova, bisha, rabba, other makhtem, mikol makom. Maisi, rayu, lidon. The kaimu, ain't other makhtem, midav kahana. Shiachol ha'haknes, l'chiyagavna. I don't understand what Taisa says here, these three lines. He says, even though Rabbi Yanai, that says in Ha'isha Rabbah, we're talking about Kaisel, Lo Yidarusa, Odom Makneh, Mikomo Kamaisa Rayel Yidon, the Kaimon Eid Odom Makneh, the Rabbi Yanai, Shiachol ha'haknes, l'chiyagavna. I don't understand. If Siluk doesn't help because the Dov Shalabal Yehavim, and it's not called, as I said a moment ago, it's not called a Maisa Siluk. So now, what has it helped that other Makhna Dov Shalabal Yehavim? There's no Kenyan. If you hold other Makhna Dov Shalabal Yehavim, that's only the Maisa Kenyan. Then other Makhna Dov Shalabal Yehavim. You can make a Kenyan now on Peros Shalmachar, on the fruit that's going to come tomorrow. But Siluk, lo b'al yolam, how is it chal? When it comes to olam, you're going to require ma'isak no. Siluk is not going to help. I don't understand what Tosfos says here. B'chol. I just pushed the shprach. It's beyond my capacity. You hear what bothers me? Avogad the Rabbiane, the Mukulah, the Kesel, the Arusa, Saba, Isha, Rabba, other Maknam, the Kamal Kamai Surail Didon, the Kamal Eid on the Maknam, the Rakhana Shechel Aknes, but here I got no. Well, the Besaif, he says, Mai Siraya de Rabba, the Tain Tam, the Yachel Asna, Zalvi Shalabal Yerlam, the Kavi, the Rabba Sati Nua, Yachel Oma, Yefshi Bai Sateba. Of Milsa de Rabba, the Chude, the Sagi, the Milsa de Rakhana, the Milsa de Rabba, the Shavini Shechel Aknes, the Shabal Yerlam. Abraham the Koya Milsa de Avuna, the Arm Mizan Shabal Yerlam, Hasi and Achidish, Rain Shem Lamazas, Dodi Yeshadit Mazan's Balgora, Ukshavaitza Chazerizba, like a Mashal Avuna, Shechel Afkia, Mai Siraya de Baila. I mean, Tesla says that, again, the only reason why Siluk helps, it doesn't help at the level of the Raisa. Only for Din Rabbanan, it helps, Bidin Efshi, Bitakonis Chachamim. The Mishnah Melech actually quotes in the Maranach, not even sure who that is, Mem Hei Reish Aleph Nun Chet, he's, wow, his Bekiyas and Achreinim is wondrous. So he quotes in the Maranach, that when it says Yefshi Takar Chomin Lav Dafka, there's no distinction between the Reis of the Rabbanon. Whatever is the Tovaso, Yochol is Dalek. Whatever is good for me, I can go ahead and decide to disconnect, sever myself from it. But Pashup Shad, it only helps by Yischus to Rabbanon. Midin Yefshi Takar Chachomin. But again, I'm saying that the issue is Yerusha, which is a very, I don't think it's, again, what does Tosfos mean here? Maybe he doesn't mean to say that the man yom or the maknav shavali olam that helps me tam kinya, but it helps me din siluk. There's an inya of siluk, Taisa says. Somehow, that even though it's chal now, you can't be chozer, but it's totally on the issue of whether other maknav adam shavali olam. Means if you hold any other maknav adam shavali olam, who adin any yachalasa siluk. But if you hold other maknav adam shavali olam, then yachalasa siluk. That's what Taisa seems to say, the two are dependent on each other. I imagine it means that, no, me boy, and what's the concern of Makta Dov Shabbali Olam. So the chsarn either is a chsarn in Gmiras Das. That's why Smichas Das, Gmiras Das, that's what we should say over there in Hamafkid. That's why Ein on the Makta Dov Shabbali Olam. So by Siluk, namely, so maybe in the case of Siluk, that's a Gmiras Das. Even if you want to say that it's not a chsarn in Das, but what's a chsarn in Bailus? I'm not a Bailim. How could I go ahead and be Makta Dov Shabbali Olam? I don't have any handle on it. So then you could say that even by siluks, that's chal now, and you can't be chayzer, but still, it's on the schus, that's going to be. So that's a chesaron bailus, you can't make such a chalois right now.
It exists in the world, it's just not in her possession yet.
Yeah, but that's...
Say it like a Yerusha she hasn't yet had.
Say it, but just like Ein Adam Magdish Dabashen Shalom. That's the Gemara's halacha. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. That God's love and Sashua Bailam, Shneim Yechayim Dagdi, Zelfishen Shalos, Zelfishen Beshuso. So the other chsar, that's what the Rishenim argue, and that's again, I'm asking, but it's a chsar in Gemiras Das, it's a chsar in Bailas. Okay, I'm going to stop. I don't want to. What? Yeah, could be. Possible it's involved.
I think we've not enough meter. Someone has a Sharmuad. And then he dies. And the son doesn't want to be yours, the Sharmuad. So now the short damage is something. So this guy says the FG with the